time slipping away, but I'll go ahead and tell you, if you're going to the restaurant after the service, you ain't going to be able to get in anyhow, so I'm going to go ahead and preach to you with the help of the Lord this morning, and I hope and pray it'll be a blessing and a help and a challenge to each of you today that are here, for our mothers especially, for our ladies, and certainly again, if you're here and you do not know Christ as Savior, I pray before you leave here today that you would trust Him as your personal Lord and Savior. The book of Proverbs, if you would please, the book of Proverbs in chapter number 31, if you would, in your Bibles this morning, Proverbs 31 is probably familiar to many folks here today, but as we prayed and tried to seek the mind of God, the heart of God, of what He would have us to bring here, certainly on this special day, I've not used this these verses of Scriptures many times in my ministry, but we feel like the Lord was drawing upon our heart to look at these verses of Scripture today and talk about a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman, and certainly what a great need that there is in our society today for virtuous women. And what a blessing that our women here at this church are, our moms and our ladies, that certainly try to hold forth what God has designed them to be. We live in a society today that certainly is trying to take away from how God designed you, and certainly why He designed you, and all the things that certainly pertain to the Word of God today as far as you being a woman, a lady, and certainly in the days in which we live. And again, I appreciate all of our ladies here this morning, and certainly for the life that you live, the testimony that you show forth. And man, there's some wonderful things in these verses of Scripture, and certainly no possible way that I'm going to be able to elaborate on them all today, but just a few thoughts that the Lord placed upon my heart. And again, I pray there'll be a blessing to you. I pray there'll be a challenge to you. And certainly for those that you still have your mother, you ought to be thankful for that. For your husbands, for your wives, you ought to be thankful for that. If you have a good wife today, then certainly you ought to be thankful for that. And you ought to let her know that. Mother to your children, you ought to let her know that today, because that is a gift from Almighty God. And so we thank God for that. So if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to stand, and certainly if you're not this morning, that's okay. Proverbs chapter number 31, I'm going to start reading down in verse number 10. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? Notice what God says, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband is safely trusting her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth up also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters, now notice in verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. And I want you to notice in the latter part of verse number 30, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her, in verse 31, now notice what God said in verse 31, give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own words praise her
in the gates. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you, Father, for this wonderful day, Lord, that you have given. Lord, we thank you, Father, again for this special day, this Mother's Day, as we've come to celebrate these mothers today. Lord, how special they are, Lord, in your sight. Lord, how special they are, Father, to us, to our families, to this community, and certainly to this church. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for each and every one. We thank you, Father, for the good singing this morning, the testimonies, and Lord, all that's already been done in your name. Now I pray, Father, as your servant, now for just a few moments, God, I pray that you'd anoint these lips of clay. Father, one more time, God, I pray, God, give me liberty this morning to say that, Lord, which you've put upon my heart, Father, for this service. I pray, Lord, today that you would encourage and challenge, Lord, each and every, certainly, a person that is among us today, especially, Father, our ladies this morning. God, I pray that, God, you'd speak to their hearts and encourage them. And, Lord, I do pray today if there happened to be someone, Father, in this service, Lord, today that's never trusted you as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray that, Father, this very day, Lord, that you convict them and draw them. And, Lord, this very day, this very moment, God, they'd walk it out, God, and come and trust you as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for our moms and for these ladies. And I pray now, bless our time around the Word of God together. Help us to be obedient. Help us to be submissive to your Word and to the Spirit of God as he moves in our hearts today. Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for what you're going to do. In Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, I just want to look at a very simple thought out of verse number 10. And these verses certainly preceding verse number 10 all the way down through verse 31. Now, if I was to try to break all this down and certainly try to preach upon all of it today, I'd make everybody mad because we'd be here a while. But just a few thoughts that God's placed upon my heart about a virtuous woman. As I've already said, certainly on this day, this special day, as we celebrate and honor all the mothers and the ladies, may each lady here today be more determined, especially in these days in which we live, that they would be women that God has designed you to be. I pray God would challenge your heart to do that. May the mature ladies here in the service this morning be determined to teach the younger generation. And certainly the Bible teaches us to do that as well. For the younger to teach, for the older to teach the younger, to be virtuous women and to be ladies that God would be pleased with, that God would use, and how God has designed. Now we could spend a lot of time this morning going all the way back to the book of Genesis and how God created man there and put him in the garden. And certainly he was in need of a helpmeet. And we see, of course, that he put Adam to sleep. And he took forth from him a rib. And, of course, there he made woman. And he called her Eve for a helpmeet, for a companion. And certainly I'm glad this morning, certainly for God's design. Could I say this morning, without any hesitation, without any reservation, and without any apology, there's nothing wrong with the way God designed things to be. I'm glad he is the great designer. And ladies, I want you to know something this morning, that every one of you here today is important in the sight of God. You are important in the sight of your family. You are important to this church. You are important to the community in which you live. And so I want you to know that. But there's some very special ladies here that God talks about here in Proverbs chapter number 31. And that is a virtuous woman. I pray that you would strive this morning to be that virtuous woman that God has designed you and called you to be. That word virtuous today, it's got several words within the meaning of the word virtuous. Let me give you just a few in passing. First of all, it means that they are women of character. And boy, we need women of character certainly in this day. It also has certainly the meaning of an army. And certainly, I tell you, we need some women that are willing to go back for their families and for the things of God, especially in this day in which we live. It means wealth. It means valor. It means strength. It means war worthy. And so this morning, again, I'm glad for virtuous women. And here in this text, we find many things within what God says about a virtuous woman. Let me give you a couple more verses of Scripture where this virtuous woman or this thought is used in our Bible. Bibles, the book of Ruth in chapter number 3 and verse number 11. Here it, Boaz is talking about Ruth. He says, "For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Also in the book of Proverbs and chapter number 12 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband." But then he goes on and says in that same verse, verse 4 of chapter 12, "But she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." And so we see how God certainly defines a virtuous woman in several different places. But I want to give you about four thoughts here that God's placed upon my heart on the benefits of a virtuous woman. The benefits of a virtuous woman. Again, we have a lot of things that are mentioned here within these verses of Scripture that I read into your hearing. I could say this. We could just read the verses of Scripture and go home, or say amen and go home. And I pray they'd be a blessing and encouragement and a challenge to your heart as ladies today. But just a few simple thoughts that I want to leave with you this morning with the help of the Holy Spirit of God. The first thing that I thought about in a benefit of a virtuous woman is, first of all, as I believe we read the verses of Scripture and the other places where God talks about a virtuous woman, that first of all, she's not a worldly woman. Amen. She is not a worldly woman. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean by all of that?" In other words, she does not allow this world to decide who she's going to be, how she's going to be, how she's going to act. I'm telling you this morning, friend, this world is continually pulling at us, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a teenager. This world, I'm telling you, is continually pulling at us. I'm telling you what, the God of this world is doing everything that he can to draw our attention away from the things of God, away from the original design that God designed us for. Friend, I'm telling you, be careful, because a virtuous woman will not be a worldly woman. She's not going to let the world dictate how she dresses and how she does, how she treats her husband, how she treats her family. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, she's going to let God direct her heart. She's going to let God direct her paths. She's going to let God lead her in the things that she needs to do as a virtuous woman. Oh God, give us in this day, especially in this day where Hollywood and all the things of this world try to pull, thank God, at the women of this day and pull them down a different path. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, friend, God's always got the best way. God's way's always the best way. God's way's always the rewarding way. Oh my friend, I believe in this virtuous woman that, first of all, she's not a worldly woman today. We live in a time of a lot of worldly women. But I'll tell you what, God's not pleased with it. Amen. Oh, I figured it'd be quiet this morning, so I just come ready to preach anyhow. So just hang on, put your seatbelt on. It's going to be all right. But I'll tell you today, thank God, don't let the world dictate the kind of woman that you are today. I'm telling you, and it'll try its very best to direct you again away from being what God has designed your life to be. Listen, there's nothing wrong, again, with God's design. There's nothing wrong with the way God set it up to be. I'm telling you, you'll be a lot happier. You'll be more content. You'll be more peaceful. You'll have a greater effect on those around you. And I'll have a greater effect, whether it's men or women, if we'll just follow God's design for our life. She's not a worldly woman. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." It's awful easy to get caught up in all the worldliness around us today. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be that lady today that God's pleased with, if you want to be that virtuous woman, you say, "Preacher, I can't do all that." Listen, friend, with God's help, you can do anything he's called you to be. You can be anything God's designed you to be. If you'll let God be the God of your life, I'm telling you today, thank God, aren't you glad that God will help us? God will never forsake us. God will give us the abilities. God will give us the talents. God will give us the things that we need this morning if we'll just trust in Him. I still believe in a God that can. I still believe in a God that will. I thank God this morning. Help me and help you. And we sure do need His help. I'm telling you, thank God this morning. As we look at this world around us, I'll tell you what, it's going to hell in a handbasket. And I don't say that derogatory this morning. I'll tell you what, we need some women that'll be willing to stand on the side of God, on the side of their family, and say, I'm going to stand where God wants me to stand. I'm going to live the way God wants me to live. Because at the end, that's all that's going to matter anyhow, is knowing Christ and living for Him and being what God has designed and called us to be. Let me say about the virtuous woman, first of all, she's not a worldly woman. She has a love. Let me give you some things here about this not being a worldly woman. First of all, she has a love for God. I believe as you study these scriptures and you look at them in depth, I believe this morning, because there's no possible way that you or me or any other individual can live the kind of life that would be pleasing to God until we first of all know Him, the Lord Jesus, as our Savior. Friend, I want to tell you what, whether you're male or female, boy or girl, young or old, I want you to know, without the power of God in your life, without accepting Him as your Savior, it'll be impossible. It'll be impossible. It'll be impossible to live for God and be what you need to be. Boy, I'm so glad this morning for a man named Jesus, for a place called Calvary, where He was willing to go and bleed and die and suffer so that you and I and Brother Kent, this world could know Christ as Savior. Listen, I think the greatest love next to God's love, no doubt, is a mother's love. But even a mother's love cannot go into the depths of how God has loved me, how God has loved you, and how God has loved this world. Oh, my friend, I'm glad I know Him as Savior today. This virtuous woman is not a worldly woman. I believe she has, according to these scriptures, she has the love of God because she has placed her faith in Him. Could I say to every mom here today, could I say, and I pray every mom here and every lady here, every young lady this morning is saved by the good grace of God. But could I say today, if you're not, could I say this morning, if there's doubt in your heart that thing's been settled at Calvary, I'm telling you today, I'd make my way to an altar and I'd cry out to the Heavenly Father, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, I'll tell you what, if you'll do that today, friend, whether you're a man or a woman, a boy or girl, as I've already said, if you'll do that today, He'll save you and redeem you by His good grace. And could I say on this Mother's Day, there'd be no greater gift that could ever be given to you other than life, my friend, and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. This virtuous woman is not a worldly woman. She has a love for God. She has her faith in God. She has her faithfulness to God. Amen. Some of you men ought to amen me here. It takes me longer to preach. I feel like I got to go keep repeating and repeating it till you get it. She has a love for God. She has a love for her husband. What's wrong with that? That's the way God designed it. Amen. She's not a worldly woman. She doesn't love the world, as I said there in 1 John 2, 15. But she has a love for God. She has a love for her husband. And she has a love for her family. God, give us some virtuous women in this day. Man, if you watch any news at all, if you watch any local news or any kind of news whatsoever, isn't it sad? Isn't it sad what people have become in our day? Whether it be women or men or what, isn't it sad what's happening in our day? Preacher, why is it happening? Because we've left what God has designed us to be. I'm telling you today, friend, thank God, ladies, if you're going to be that virtuous woman, just love God. Love your husband. Love your family today. Thank God. You don't have to love this world. It can't do anything for you anyhow. All it's going to do is take from you. It's going to take from you. It's going to rob you. Hey, man. It's going to rob you of what God designed you to be. I want you to notice, first of all, she's not a worldly woman. She loves God. She has her faith and her faithfulness in God. She loves her husband. She loves her children. You say, preacher, how do you get that from these verses? Because her love is proven by her actions. See, there's so many today that has a false sense of what real love is. And we're living in a society that's more interested in the lust than they are the love. Amen. I've done got some of you bored now, so I'm just going to preach anyhow. But they're more interested in the lust of the things of this world and the lust of the flesh rather than they are the love of God. Her love will be proven by her actions. Look all through these verses. Look through the verses. Her love is proven by her actions. I said this a few weeks ago, and I'll say it again. I've said it many times. Actions always speak louder than words. Amen. So we see this virtuous woman, and I've got to move on, but first of all, that she's not a worldly woman. Secondly, I want you to notice something else about her. I want you to notice her work. Her work. Her work. Let me say this about a true virtuous woman. A woman that loves God, a woman that loves her husband, a woman that loves her children, her work is never done. Now, I know that's a word that scares people to death today, that word of work. And I understand also in the society in which we live today that it's necessary most of the time for the husband and the wife to be able to meet the demands of this day. Many of them has to work outside the home, and I understand that. My wife works, and I'm not preaching against that this morning in any way. But friend, I want to tell you, a virtuous woman that loves God, loves her husband, loves her family, her work is never done. Notice through those verses of Scripture. Let me give you three things about her work. First of all, and I've already made mention of this, she works. Her work, as I said, is never done. She has, number one, a heart to serve. A heart, a virtuous woman. The benefit of a virtuous woman is not only is she not a worldly woman, but secondly today in her work, her heart is to serve someone else. Notice all through these verses of Scripture. It's talking about how she's working from her heart. Again, because that she loves. Her actions are proven. Her love is proven through her actions. And so she works and she serves from her heart. Thank God for women that still love their family, love their husbands, that wants to work and take care of them. As I said, a woman's work's never done. Thank God for that. Thank God that I've had in my life a grandmother. That, man, I can remember growing up that whether you needed three meals a day or not, you got three. Never had a whole lot in this world. But I'll tell you what, you never went hungry in her house. Always doing something for her family, my mom, and all those ladies in my life, my wife, that have made an impact in my life, that have been willing to serve from their heart. Not only do we see that this virtuous woman is a woman that's not a worldly woman, but we see her work, she serves from her heart. But not only does she serve from her heart, but then she uses her hands to serve. you'll notice in these verses of Scripture, I don't have time to go back and read all of them, but notice and go back and read it sometime and mark in your Bible how many times it talks about her hands. Her hands. Her hand, her hands. She serves from her heart. She serves with her hands. She does what she can to take care of those that God has put within her care. I want you to notice not only does she, her work is from her heart and her work is to use her hands, but then I want you to notice something else. That her work, in her work, that she is a helpmate to her husband. You men ought to say amen right there. You just got married, you better say amen. They're still on the honeymoon, though. Hey, man, you better stay on as long as you can. But in her work today, we see that as she works from her heart, she works with her hands. And then, of course, today, she is that helpmeet that God designed her to be. She's submissive to her husband. She causes him no harm. She loves him to the point that there's no need of spoil. Now, y'all use your own imagination there. I'm not going to get into that. But as he sits in the gate, they praise him and they praise her because she's the helpmate that God designed her to be. And also, men, God says for us to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Hey, man, you ought to love your wife. She's a gift to you that God gave you for you to take her and to love her and to protect her and to secure her and to supply for her. God's design will work. That's the reason so many homes is in trouble today. We got away from God's design. Fellas, if your wife works outside the home, you ought to help her. Hey, man. I mean, running a vacuum cleaner once in a while and doing a load of clothes once in a while or cooking a little meal, it won't kill you. You might think it's going to. Hey, man, I'm preaching good. It won't kill you. God gave you a gift. There in the garden. Adam's out there all by himself. He's naming those out. I mean, he's just out there and he's working that garden. And God said, you know, he needs somebody to help him. He needs somebody for a companion. He needs somebody to encourage him. To help take care of the resources. Notice it talks about her working and buying a vineyard, I believe it is there in the text. And I mean, she's resourceful. Man, who wouldn't want a wife like that? Hey, man. You say, preacher, I can't be that kind of woman. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you'll love God, love your husband, love your family, have faith in God, put your faithfulness in God, God can help you be this woman that God's called you and designed you to be. Amen. Oh my. Her work is never done. Her heart is to serve, her hands is to serve, and she is the helpmeet that God has designed her to be. I wrote this down. There's no greater and more rewarding work for a lady, for a woman, than to be what God has called you to be. Amen. There's no greater reward. Just as that woman is a gift, those children are a gift. Those children are a gift. And I'll be honest with you, we're living in a day where they're not looked at by so many people as a gift. But those children are a gift that God has given and trusted you with. And there's no greater reward, no greater work than you have in taking care and raising those children, being the helpmeet to your husband. Say amen right there. I can't get, say amen.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you.
You're right.
I mean, it's rough. You got to start paying for your amens. This virtuous woman, we see her work. She's not a worldly woman. We see her work. Let me give you something else. I've got to get on with this thing. We see her witness. In other words, her testimony is seen by others. Now, I want you to notice in these verses of Scripture, and I'm going to soon bring this thing to a close, but I want you to think about her witness, her testimony, as others see her. Notice that in verse number 30 that I believe, first of all, God praises her. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Listen, don't worry about the praise from the world. Don't worry about the praise from the societies of this day. Worry about the praise that God will put upon your life from Him today, my friend. Notice her witness, her testimony. First of all, God praises her. I want you to notice something else. Her husband praises her. What does that mean when you praise? That means that you're thankful. That you're appreciative. Husbands, you ought to tell your wife. You ought to tell your wife, the mother of your children, that you're thankful, that you're thankful, that you're thankful for her. And the woman that she is. You wouldn't be the man today if it wasn't for the woman she is. Many of you here today wouldn't be the man that you are without the woman that stands beside you as your helpmate. And could I say, ladies, you stay right there. Hey, man, you stay right there. Is that helpmate God's designed you to be? He may be hard to live with from time to time. He may be independent. I'm telling you, sometimes us men, you know, we just hard-headed. I mean, you ought at least say amen right there. Lord, help. How do you know that, preacher? Because I are one. Amen. Amen, bro. Not Brian, Brandon, I mean. We'll get Brian the next time. But think about it. This virtuous woman that loves God, loves her family, loves her husband. Is that helpmeet that God's called her to be? God's going to praise her. Her husband ought to praise her. And then it says something else. Her children ought to praise her. Hallelujah. Verse 28. Her children rise up. Arise up and call her blessed or blessed. Her husband also. And he praiseth her. Children, you ought to thank Mama. I say, children! And there's one thing about it. Every one of us in here today is a child. We ought to praise her. We live in a time of so much disrespect. Now, I could preach here a while, but I know time's moving on, and Terry Church is with us today. I love this dear brother. He's probably getting hungry. Good to see you, brother. But her children arise up and call her blessed. You say, preacher, I didn't have the best mom in the world. And there are cases like that. I understand that. But she still gave you life. Man. And could I say today, if you had a mama that took care of you, cooked for you, cleaned for you, cleaned your old dirty clothes, stayed up with you in the midnight hour and prayed for you when you was sick, took care of you, bathed you.
Man.
We ought to thank God for that.
Yes,
and then we ought to thank them. Mom, thank you. See, she's not a worldly woman. We see that she works. We see her witness. God praises her. Her husband praises her. Her children praises her. And then there's somebody else. The community praises her. You don't think people ain't watching? Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. You don't think the community, even though so many in the community today will try to tear them down, try to run them down, there'll be some that'll take notice. Now, there is a godly woman. I want you to think about the godly women that has influenced your life. A lot of us are sitting here today in a church saved by the good grace of God because there was a godly woman in our life. Hey man, there was a godly woman that prayed for us. That's one of the things that I left out. All the things that she does for her family, for her husband, for her children. But could I say the greatest thing she could do is pray for them. My boys are not perfect by no means or stretch of the imagination. And I have never claimed them to be. But God blessed us with two good young men. And they are the men today because of this lady sitting right here. Because she never fails to take them to the throne of grace in prayer. And boys, you ought to thank your mama. You ought to thank your mama. Preacher, didn't you pray for him? Oh, yes. But not like she has. Man, we need some virtuous women. And thank God for the ones we have. She's not a worldly woman. She works. Her witness. And lastly, and I'm done. Boy, somebody say amen right there. I want you to notice her worth. Notice what God says about it, and I'm done. Back up in verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Notice that ends with a question. All through the book of Proverbs, of course, being a book of wisdom and being a book of instructions and how we are to look for that maid. And there's a whole lot about that. I don't have time to get it. But notice what he says in verse number 10 about this virtuous woman. For her price is far above rubies. In other words, it far exceeds any jewel that you could ever have. Friend, her worth cannot be evaluated in dollars and cents. Her worth is within the heart and the family that she holds. Notice her worth. Her price is far above rubies. It cannot be measured. And I tried to study on this ruby that it mentions here, and there's a lot of different thoughts, but there is a few things about it. Some even suggest that it's a very rare pearl that has a red tint to it that is very rare. But it's a precious stone that is rare and expensive. It's known for its beauty, and it's highly prized. On this special day, and listen, Mother's Day, you ought to be thankful not to your mother just one day of the year. Just like we ought not to be thankful to God one day out of the year, or 2 days out of the year. We ought to be thankful every day. Because one day, they'll be gone. Just this past week, buried a dear saint of God, Miss Annie Wood. I loved her, and she loved me, and she loved her family. She took Ed and Jim, took them in at 18 months old, raised them as her own. He read her very words right here this morning. Listen, that's a mama. That's a mama. These women that gives birth today, but will never be a mama. God help us. There's women today that will go to the abortion clinic tomorrow. God help us. God's gave you the greatest job, ladies, that you could ever have. And that's being a mama, being a wife, loving them and loving God. You couldn't have a greater job than that. And children, you'll never be able on this side of eternity to understand and see their real value. But when God says they're far above, far more excellent than rubies, you better know they're precious. You ought to thank God for your mom. You ought to thank God for your wife. And for you young men that's not married yet, be looking. Find you a wife that wants to be like this. Young ladies, find you a man that wants to follow after this. You'll be far better off. Far better off. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her worth. The greatest thing you have in your life today is you've got a mom that loves you and taking care of you and prays for you. The only thing greater than that is knowing Christ as Savior. Amen. And friend, as I've already said, there's no greater love than a mom's love other than that how much Jesus loved and loves you and me today. Do you know Him as Savior? Have you accepted Him into your heart? Have you told your mom lately, have you told your wife lately just how much you appreciate them? You ought to. Because one day you'll say, I wish I could and I can't. But I'm glad there's a grand reunion day for those that's over on the other side. But friend, my question to you is, are you going to be there? Mom, are you going to be there? Children, are you going to be there? Well, I'm a pretty good person, preacher. That's not what I'm asking you. Jesus told Nicodemus, He said, you must be born again. Have you accepted Christ into your heart today? What is your relationship with Him? What is your relationship with your family? Friend, if there's things in your heart today that need to be taken care of, right here's a great place to take care of it today. As we stand at our feet all over the building, Brother Scotty, you get us a song of invitation. Father, we love you today. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for the great gift of salvation. We thank you today, Father, for the Word of God. And Lord, all that you've done in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, we thank you this morning most of all for the Lord Jesus and his willingness to go to the cross and lay down his life that we could know Christ as our Savior today. And then for our moms, our ladies of the church, Lord, we thank you for each and every one of them. And Lord, I pray it'll be a special day for them. And I pray this morning now, Lord, only you know, Lord, the heart. And if there's people here today that's never trusted you as Savior, I pray right now, Heavenly Father, you speak to their heart. I pray that you convict them and draw them and bring them to the realization today, Father, of their need of you. And then, Lord, if there's some out of the will of God, Lord, I don't know. Lord, only you do. I pray today, God, you speak to the heart and let us, I pray, we'll be obedient and submissive, Father, to what you have for us here today. It's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. What you got for us?